Get your ears wrapped around the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. All the scoop you need to know, from college basketball to the NBA and even March Madness. News of your rising stars. Topics on and off the hardwood. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GSMC Basketball Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff Malinoff, and with me, as always, is Mark Souza. Got a lot to talk about in the world of basketball since the All-Star break just happened. We're going to recap all of the stuff that's happened, as well as some still news on Anthony Davis and his future holds, and we'll see where he really wants to go, where he really doesn't want to go, because there are some rumors about certain places he doesn't want to go that might not be true. So we'll get on that later. But first things first, All-Star Weekend. We had the first thing was the rookie sophomore game, but it was like the Rising Stars Challenge, it's called now, between the USA and the world. And then we had the three-point contest, dunk contest, skills challenge. And then Sunday we had the All-Star game itself. So we'll start right first things first with the Rising Stars Challenge. As Team USA beat Team World. Is that how they went? Team USA and Team World? Is that how that all went down? Mm-hmm. 161-144 in a pretty standout game. I think everyone just started having fun at the end of it. One of the things that caught my eye was Kuzma with the MVP, 35 points himself with 6 rebounds. There was also Jason Tatum at 30 points himself and Ben Simmons for the World team at 28 points. Luka only had 13, but I'm not really concerned about any of this because it's a fun exhibition game, so nothing really much. But De'Aaron Fox had 16 assists, which is pretty surreal, all things considered. But regardless, this was a USA, all USA type of game. Everyone got their scoring opportunities. Not one guy had 0 points throughout this entire thing. And at the end of the game, it was kind of fun where everyone was trying to do dunks. It was basically a dunk contest in like the last 30 seconds of the game.
It's more exciting than the actual dunk contest, to be honest.
I think there was some still fun in the dunk contest. We'll get on that later. But
better dunks in the Rising Challenge game.
Okay. Anyways, we'll debate that later.
Undebatable.
No, it's debatable. You can't just be so stubborn about it. But anyways, regardless, moving on.
Misses.
Oh my gosh, just stop talking. Rising Stars Challenge. Fun to watch. A lot of youngsters. I see a lot of these guys being all-stars very, very soon. Don't you agree with that, though? There's a lot of all-star caliber players on this list, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
Jason Tatum, an example. I can even go with Luka Doncic and Kuzma being all-stars next season. Just how they've been playing right now has been excellent. They could have been all-stars this year, to be honest with you. Luka and Kuzma have been playing extremely well. Donovan Mitchell, no question about it. Jason Tatum. De'Aaron Fox was even on the list of possible all-stars himself, so There was a lot. There's still a lot of talent when it comes to these youngsters.
I mean, even some of the other ones, they're rookies or second-year players. They could be all-stars next year or 2 years from now.
Ben Simmons, yeah. DeAndre Ayton. Well, technically, Ben Simmons is a 3-year man, people love to say. So, I don't know.
He's an all-star in his own right.
Yeah, absolutely. I just people love to bring that up. Like, he was a rookie of the year, but he wasn't really a rookie. I'm like, really? You're going to bring... Blake Griffin was rookie of the year, and that was his second year, so, in theory, so.
It's a very polarizing topic.
It is a polarizing topic.
Should they be allowed to be rookie of the year, even though
they are... Well, it's their first year of playing, so I say yes. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely get an advantage. I don't think that can be argued. Whether or not I agree that they should be called rookies, I don't know. But I think even watching the NBA game, traveling, being around the team for a year, even if you're not playing, gives you a big advantage over the rookies coming in that season. So I don't know. It's interesting, though.
Mm-hmm, definitely. There's still a lot of like questions about that whole scenario. But regardless, basically, this Rising Stars Challenge was exciting. I enjoyed it. It was almost as enjoyable as the All-Star game itself, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So we're going to move on to the Rising, or not the Rising Stars, sorry, we just talked about that. The Skills Challenge, which is was ended on a shot that was not really considered skilled, if you will.
Yes. Change the Skill Challenge or name it to something else that's more suitable, maybe.
Well, I mean, Jason Tatum nailed a half-court shot to win the contest, which isn't really skill-based. It was a great shot, but maybe they should have some sort of circle area where you put the where you can make it and where you not can make it, because that kind of put a big factor in this and who won.
I just don't get where like how this shows skills. Like for a skills challenge, this is very light on the skills and very high on the who can hit a three fastest and who can hit a lucky shot. Like, you know, like it shouldn't be a part of this equation, right? Yeah. Like, it's a skills challenge. It should show your proficiency in many areas of the game.
Well, that was still a factor. Like, there's still a lot of impressive things all around. But
like,
I do know
like what though. I mean, like.
Just speed and that, like, just there was still like there wasn't like just nothing to talk about. There was still.
But
some...
I mean, like the players who got down the floor the fastest hardly won.
Yeah, but then that's where the rules should like we should change the rules up a bit. I'm just trying to look on the positive side of things, to be completely honest with you. In all things, it's one of those aspects of they all deserve to be there. They all with athletic.
Oh yeah, they deserve to be there. I just this challenge is kind of silly, right? Like they don't do anything that really shows their skilled basketball players. Like, I know that De'Aaron Fox is a skilled player. I know that Luka Doncic is a skilled player because I see them play basketball on a night-to-night basis. But how do you watch this challenge and say, man, Jason Tatum is just the most skilled guy of the skills challenge? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't think anyone agreed with that.
Watch a three-point contest and you're like, okay, well, these dudes can shoot the basketball. Buddy Hield, Steph Curry, Joe Harris, like, they shoot the ball extremely well. You leave the three-point contest knowing, like, okay, these dudes can just shoot lights out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't leave the skills challenge thinking, man, did you see Trae Young with that layup, and then he hit that three? Like, wow, you know?
Yeah, but I still think that there's still a lot of just a lot of positives go through it. I know the rules still need to be changed, but I still saw a lot of talent. I saw, like, maybe they still need to, they still obviously need to change some rules about it and, like, make sure, like, when you pass the ball through that little circle, you need to actually make it in and not only get two tries.
Yeah. You don't even get penalized. You actually get allowed to advance. If you get two tries, you miss them both. Okay, we'll just go on.
Because then you can just shoot and throw both at, like, the...
Like, I don't know. I would just like to see the guys like Jokic, like, get a chance to show their skills. They don't show their skills in the skills challenge. They just pass a ball through a thing, and even if they don't get it, they still go, they do the layup, and then whoever hits three first wins. It's just whoever hits the three first wins. That's what they should call it, right? Because...
Oh, yeah.
You could do the other two parts quicker and faster, and then it doesn't matter if you miss your three. So,
very true. Okay. There's all that good stuff. Like, I still don't think a half court shot should seal it, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's how it went, and that's how it ended. It ended in a spectacular fashion, no question about it. But maybe it shouldn't have ended like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's still just a lot of question marks about this whole skills challenge thing. So, again, you want to move on to the three-point contest?
Mm-hmm.
That was exciting. Or do you want to move to the dunk contest first? Which one?
Whatever you want, man.
All right, three-point contest. Stephen Curry won. No, he didn't. JK, LOL. Joe Harris won.
Yes.
Beating Steph Curry in the finals.
Showing the world that doesn't know who he is that he's actually a really good three-point shooter. And impressive, I guess, career so far. You know, he's been a guy that's been kind of under the radar. And for him to be a part of All-Star Weekend says something. Also, the fact that he plays on a team, the Nets, who are one of the surprises in the NBA this year, they're a great story, especially in the Eastern Conference. They might be the story of the year so far. And he got to show everybody his talent, a very unassuming personality, which is kind of refreshing to see, you know, in a sport where there is a lot of big names and stars and fame and things like that. He just seems like your average Joe that you'd see at the gym shooting hoops, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's what it always has been. I mean, just casual. Did you remember you talking about like old players competing in a 3-point contest? Remember you said that last week?
Yeah.
They kind of did that.
They kind of did a little bit.
I saw like Ray Allen and Dale Curry.
It up.
They were terrible.
Ray Allen didn't make one.
Ray Allen during the celebrity game was actually really good.
I saw a tweet that said Ray Allen hates the kids.
But did you see him play during the celebrity game? He was actually like, teams were like, oh, we could give him another shot at playing the NBA. Did you see that happening?
What do you mean?
Some like there's some like people joking like we should give him another shot at being in the NBA because he was playing well in the celebrity game. Then they saw the 3-point shooting for charity and then they were like, eh, probably not. Mm-hmm. Seeing Del Curry shoot is weird. He's like too old to shoot properly, so he just kind of throws it up. It feels like.
Right.
It just looked uncomfortable for a lot of guys. But again, how many shots did they all make? Combined, what? How much money do they give to charity, to kids?
Maybe like 11, 12, maybe.
How much is it, 1,000 per shot or so? I forget what it was, the number
something
was.
Yeah, like that. It was $1,000.
And
the two Curry kids matched it, so Steph and Seth, they matched it.
Yeah, which probably wasn't that hard based off how many shots were only made by the adults. But, yeah, it was not the most impressive aspect of old school 3-point shooters for sure, but again, what are you gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
But again, Joe Harris upsets Buddy Hield and Steph Curry. It was Buddy Hield that had 26 that beat Harris in the first round, and then Stephen Curry beat all of them in the first round, and then Harris beats them all in the second round, the final round, to win it all, making him the 3-point champion. But I don't think anyone's gonna actually look at him as the best 3-point shooter in the NBA. Unfortunately for him, he's just not a name that you would consider a 3-point shooter, but he's definitely going to be looked at as like a main 3-point shooter in the NBA, just not one of the top ones. He won 3-point contests against Steph Curry and Buddy Hield, probably the two best 3-point shooters, including Klay Thompson. But regardless,
He will be now.
Yeah, he will be looked at now.
He's on the map. I mean, I just talked about it. He's a guy who he's been a really good player for the Nets. And they've been a very under-the-radar team.
Do you think that's the problem? He was on the Nets. That's why he wasn't looked at as highly.
Well, the Nets just, they haven't been, they weren't predicted to do well this year, and they have done well. And still, D'Angelo Russell's been a guy who's been kind of their big story there. But, you know, Joe Harris has been, he's been playing really well, man. He's been, he just kind of introduced himself to the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, we saw D'Angelo Russell in the All-Star game. Like, that was unexpected, too, like Nets being in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's been absolutely great, but he's been underlooked at because of the fact he's on the Nets. And Nets have been known recently as a losing team.
Yeah, well, it won't be long before they're...
Oh, they'll get their dues.
You know, the Nets, I mean, Brooklyn, that's a big market, you know? So, I mean, mm-hmm. they won't...
Maybe Durant will go there.
It won't, I mean, if we're being honest, Brooklyn's a much better place to go to than New York. You're in the same city, and you get to play for a better team.
Yeah, true. But I think it's like, I think it's obvious that the Knicks are looked at more highly than Brooklyn overall. But Brooklyn is still in New York and still gets a lot of that publicity. So it would not be the worst place to go to when you're looking overall at destinations in the offseason. Like, maybe we can see some NBA stars that are free agents go to Brooklyn. Who knows? I know maybe not contract-wise will be the best, but maybe it might suit them best. Because it might not just be the Knicks. I know the Knicks have two max contracts.
If you're picking between the two for competitive purposes, the Nets have a much brighter future. They have a young basketball team. They're finally starting to recover from that disastrous trade, but their current management has found a lot of talent.
Absolutely.
LeVert, Dinwiddie, they got Joe Harris. Russell trade looks really good for
doesn't
them.
That also add to how good their coaching actually is, too? Underrated coaching?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of like the Denver Nuggets, isn't it? They don't have, like, superstars, but they have so much talent on that team. Mm-hmm. And with the Nets, like, I know the Knicks on paper next season look really good. They might have the first overall pick. They might have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. They might bring these guys in. They might make them competitive. But I see the Nets as future contenders in the Eastern Conference for playoff spots, at least. They may even get past the first couple of rounds. Upsetting some people.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because they have the talent for it. They're still very young, too.
So Harris shows out. He does really well. Heald and Curry lose out. But it was a good contest overall. I thought it was exciting. You know, obviously Joe Harris was a guy who...
He felt the rhythm.
He was underestimated and probably one of the least likely winners of this tournament or this competition.
Can you look at the list of who we picked on Friday of who was going to win the three-point contest? I remember we had a list.
You picked Harris.
I picked Harris?
I think it was your third or fourth pick.
Ha!
Yeah.
I just know I picked Steph first, and I was like, okay. And then who'd you pick first?
I picked Booker.
Yes.
I picked Booker, then Heald.
Yes, so you had one of the finals. I had two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you were talking about in the sports podcast they should change up how the rounds work, and I'm starting to agree with you. Maybe they should, instead of doing just two rounds, maybe three rounds or
yeah,
more.
They should go from like 10 to 4 instead of 10 to 3. They should have 10
to
3,
to
4
yeah,
to 2.
10 and then taking 7 out of it seems almost unfair.
Yeah, it should go 10, 4, 2 and do three rounds and then – maybe in the second round, they don't let you pick where you put your money ball rack in. They randomize it, or I don't know. I don't know about that. That's an extra. But it would be nice to do three rounds, I think. It'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so didn't they
absolutely.
Used to do that? Didn't they used to go from 8 to 4 to 2, like back in the day?
I don't remember.
I think it was 8 and then 4 and then 2. I did find it interesting that Reggie Miller never won a three-point contest.
Yeah.
And he was talking about that.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do, right?
Oh, yeah. It's just you would expect that he had won one at least, right?
Yeah, but scoring 8 points in also 15 seconds is more impressive in a playoff game, too. So that's great. I forgot about that. Do you know Ray Allen was also in a dunk contest?
I don't remember that, no.
Exactly. It was terrible. It was one of the worst dunk contests ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was, I think Kobe was in it, too. It was like his rookie year. It was like 96, I'm going to say. Yeah, look up like the 96 dunk contest. You'll see the worst dunks.
It's been worse in the last couple years, right?
It is. I'm not even kidding.
Well, if Kobe was in it, that's at least a bigger name than what we've gotten in the last couple years.
It was Kobe his rookie year, so not.
Yeah, but he was still a name.
Not as much as you think in the rookie year. He was kind of known, but not really a superstar as he was later on. And Ray Allen was still a rookie, like still getting used to that whole. I think he was a rookie also. So it was a lot of just not yet superstars and guys who you never expect in a million years to be in a dunk contest. Maybe Kobe, but Ray Allen you never expect. I think there's some other guys that were nobodies that were in there. But it was just like one of the worst. If you watch it, you'll know it's the worst dunk contest ever.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's some bad ones after
Brent
that.
Brent Berry won. He was a good dunker.
Oh, my God. I forgot Brent Berry was a dunk contest winner. Not the guy I would think of as a dunker, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think still the best dunker in like recent memory is Vince Carter. He might be the best.
1996.
Was that the one with Ray Allen and Kobe?
No. That one had Doug Christie, Jerry Stackhouse.
Doug Christie? He's a defense guy. Oh, look up 97 then. Look up 97.
Michael Finley, Greg Minor, who won a dunk contest before. 1997, Kobe Bryant won.
Yes, that was the worst one. Look up 97.
But he beat Michael Finley, Ray Allen.
If you looked at the attempts, if you look at the actual dunks themselves.
I don't remember these. Like, I don't remember the actual.
Mm-hmm. It sounds on paper, oh, it could be good. It's not. Michael Finley puts up like a nothing double-handed dunk, I think. It was terrible.
Well, was there any G League players in that one?
Touche. But. Yeah, I mean, I forgot they really did G League. It really scrapes the bottom of the barrel.
I mean, maybe I didn't think this, the other day's dunk contest was anything special. And
there were some cool dunks. I liked Diallo's dunks. He had some good ones.
Yeah, he had a couple decent ones. I don't know.
You just hate it, don't you? You just have no love for it. I know why. Like, it gets bland.
I think everybody hates it, right? Like, nobody really was excited about it or, like, buzzing from it.
It's mainly the names. I think it's the names that really people are like, oh, I hate the dunk contest. There's nobody in it. If it was, like, superstars in it, then people would get more invested into it. But it's also, I think what kills it the most is there's no names on that list. There's no superstars. There's no stars. These are all six man, and if they're in the starting five, it's not one of the main guys in the starting five. It's a guy that's just taking up a spot.
Yeah, and I mean, that just says, like, that people aren't really excited about it. If, like, the big-named athletes aren't excited about it, like LeBron and all them, like, if they're not wanting to do it, is anybody truly excited about it anymore, right? Like,
yeah,
would you not want to do it? Like, why would you, if you're Russell Westbrook or if you're Giannis, like, why aren't you...
Actually, Giannis said he might be interested in doing it next season.
But, like, isn't that funny that he said, I might be interested next year? Like,
it said on Twitter, he said, I'm in. So I don't know what that... I'm not sure if that's 100% yes, but again, it's a while from now.
Being like, I might be interested in the dunk contest, you know? Like, no, you're just going to do it because it's a dunk contest.
But, again, it's like, we'll see how it progresses.
So I think my attitude about the dunk contest is completely... valid in what the dunk contest is.
Oh, with the no names, like,
competition that nobody really cares about anymore, and we don't really see anything.
They're not even washed up. They're just like
it's a washed up. Oh, washed up competition is what I'm saying. Like, we see the same dunks.
So you're saying if they add a trampoline, it'd be a different story?
I mean, we see the same dunks are just dressed up differently because you know that it's kind of weak when you need all these props and different things to do the same dunks. Like, they're just doing the same dunk. You talked about the airplane dunk. It was just a tomahawk dunk with a little dress, with a little window.
I didn't like that dunk, to be honest with you. He hit some of it. He hit some of
Diallo's
the plane.
Dunk was cool, but it was an homage to Vince Carter's dunk in the Olympics where he dunked over the French center 7 feet tall and then... Also, a Vince Carter homage, putting his arm through. It was like a medley of Vince Carter.
He also had the Superman, so Dwight Howard had that, too.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, I don't know, man. Like, it's just whatever. I watched it. Like, I wasn't like, oh, my God, that was amazing.
OMG.
Like, I was left thinking, Diallo is a super athlete. That's what I was left with. Like, that man can fly. That I can admit. That guy could almost hit his head on the rim.
When he's retired, he should invest in Diallo Airlines.
Yeah, he should. That guy can fly. They said he had a 45-inch vertical. I believe it.
Criminy. That is tall. Like, you know, remember, like, you have to be 48 inches to ride a ride? His jump can almost ride the ride.
Yeah.
That's insane. What else happened?
Does he have to pay twice?
Nah, I see what you did there. Well, no, because he's already in the amusement park.
I don't know.
I don't think you have to pay when you're in the amusement park to go on rides. Have you ever been to an amusement park?
Well, I mean, you do at the fair.
Well, no, the fair,
you
like
buy the rides.
Honestly, if you're 5 inches, they'll be like, oh, just go ahead. I'm talking about like Six Flags and that kind of thing, where they're actually pretty strict about it. Because they're a big business. Anyways,
know what I don't understand?
Okay, go ahead.
I don't understand how grown adults go to Disneyland for vacation. Like grown-ups. Like not kids, but like adults. Like
just
they might
adults?
Have one summer vacation a year and they go to Disneyland.
What if you're like on vacation with like your girlfriend or something?
I mean, it's cool. I'm talking about the people that, you know, these people I'm talking about who go every year, who might have a pass, who go like twice a year, but like they spend all of their vacations at Disneyland instead of like.
Oh, all of them, not just
one.
I
mean, a lot of them. Like, I'm not saying every single one, but they spend two out of three. 3 out of 4, 3 out of 5.
I haven't been to Disneyland in a year or so, but I would at least try to go once a year if I had like a family or something. But if you have little kids, for sure. But if I was like with a bunch of guys, like my buddies, and we're like, let's just go to Disneyland once a year. Let's make it a tradition. Like all friends like get back together. Like we're all away and we get together just to hang out at Disneyland. That's fine. I'm not saying like go just to because you have a pass and you want to go over all the time. Like I think it's a.
I'm talking about a very specific set of people, Disney people. Like they go to Disneyland all the time,
and they're like the Club 88 or whatever it's called. Like the most exclusive thing.
Once a year, they go to Disneyland twice some years. They go to Disneyland three times.
Think it should be occasional, not that occasional.
And it's like you're spending all this damn money to go to a place like go out and see the world. You know, like
technically they are. It's Disney World.
Yeah, it's. I'll never understand that.
Well, maybe as they'll never understand you.
That's fine, but I'd rather go experience like, hey, let's go to Hawaii or let's go outdoors. Let's go to South America. Let's go see something we've never seen and vacation, not be in this amusement park with all these kids and it's expensive and it's stressful.
Everyone has different opinions on fun, dude.
Oh, I know. It's just dumb.
Don't judge. Well, you're judging them by stuff when they think is fun.
Oh, I know. I know. I am. That's true.
Man. Talk about dumb.
I just said that.
Your face. I was saying your face is dumb. You missed the joke. Anyways,
we're just come up with your own insults. You can't just use mine.
You are an insult. Anyways, We'll be right back right after this. We're going to be talking about the actual All-Star game, which was actually pretty darn exciting. We'll talk about actual sports and basketball when we return.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Basketball Podcast. Just finished talking about the All-Star Weekend events, not the actual game itself. But now we are going into the actual game itself between the Team LeBrons and the Team Giannis's, who should have had their own creative names, to be completely honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Team Giannis, Team LeBron. What do you want to talk about?
What should their actual names have been?
I don't know. What do you got?
I think they should have had like dream, like maybe not do something generic, like Dream Team or something, or like Team Pickles and Team, like, you know, the old flag football.
LeBron's tampering team against Giannis's freaks.
The Greek freaks versus the tamperings. There we go. Perfect. Book it.
There you go.
Any who's and bees. We are going to talk about
Giannis's dunk on the Steph Curry bounce pass. That was pretty
You see how high he got up for that dunk?
Dude, that was cool. That was a better dunk than anything that happened in the dunk contest.
His arm length, like, the man is huge.
Are you saying he's kind of freakish?
He's like he's from Greece, and he's also a freak. It rhymes almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he's a Greek freak.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because he's a monster among men. Ooh! I like that. He's a monster among men. That should be his gimmick.
Okay.
For fans of wrestling, that's Braun Strowman, but no one really knows who that is. Anyways, regardless, moving on.
You can't take someone's nickname then?
Yeah, you can. The People's Champion and all that other stuff, that's taken.
I'm saying, why are you going to take it from someone else in a different sport?
That happens all the time in wrestling and basketball and football. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean?
A lot of people like take like ideas and like whatever they're dressed as like taken from wrestlers. The there's a guy named in baseball, the phenomenal AJ Pruszynski was named after the phenomenal AJ Styles and so on and so forth. And there was also the You Can't See Me stance, and there was also like everyone doing that. And let's see, there was maybe some people imitating wrestlers too, so it's just like very common for that stuff to happen.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's not unusual, actually.
I think it is.
It's not. But regardless, moving on, we're actually talking about the game itself. Besides that dunk, there was actually also the almost infamous the remake of the Dwayne Wade LeBron James dunk, the little infamous picture they have together. And now they almost did it, but didn't quite pull it off.
Yeah.
It was either a mix of pictures, or the guy who's taking the picture missed it by a long shot, or I'm not exactly sure. But regardless, it was a great game to watch. I had a lot of fun watching it. I had no problems with it personally. It was a great game.
LeBron was the best part of the weekend, I think, other than the three-point contest.
Yeah. LeBron's down by 13 at halftime, and his team came back and won.
Yeah, impressive second half there for Team LeBron.
Yes, and Kevin Durant got the MVP with 31 points, if I'm not mistaken. And then there was also Giannis with 38 points, who should have gotten the MVP. I don't care what team he was on, losing or winning. I don't think it should matter, especially in the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. So that's how it went down. I personally think this was sometimes you get bored of these kind of games, like it's just like, oh, they just don't even care anymore. I never got bored of this game. Because sometimes there's a lull, but this one didn't have a lull.
Yeah. I mean, it was as good as you can get, I think, for like an all-star type mm-hmm. game, like a, you know, one of these. It's obviously
better than most of the other all-star games in
any other sport.
I was probably more surprised the fact they didn't get 100 points at halftime.
Yeah.
I know that's like, that was my surprise, to be honest with you, because that's usually how it works. And I just want to see one of these games end with over 200 points. Is that too much to ask?
Well, it's kind of hard to do, but.
Well, remember that a couple of years ago, they had a 192 to 182 or something of that nature. So
and then people were like all mad about it, right? That was the game where everybody's like, they don't do any defense.
Yeah, but it was like, just get to 200. I don't think anyone would have had a big issue.
Uh-huh.
I think I would have been more angry at the fact they didn't get to 200 than anything else.
Yeah.
Overall. So
Giannis had a big game. Durant had a big game. I think it was a good game. I really enjoyed Dirk Nowitzki splashing a couple threes down. I thought that was fun. That was my favorite part of the game for sure.
Wasn't he mic'd up too? I think he was mic'd up.
I don't remember that. I wasn't listening to it with sound, though.
I know there was... I think they might have all been mic'd up, to be honest with you. But I like the fact they mic them up.
Mm-hmm.
So they should do that more often, maybe for everybody, you know? Why not, right?
Right.
Make sure you don't miss anything. But I enjoyed it. Like I said, Team LeBron beats Team Giannis. And now maybe the question is, who's going to be the next captains next year?
I don't know.
If you had to make a guess, an educated guess, go.
Giannis and LeBron. You said educated.
Yes, but not dull.
Oh.
Try again. Two different guys. You're embarrassing me in front of the viewers.
Two different guys, so I have to pick two completely different people.
Yes.
One from each conference? Is that how it works?
I think so. Let's just do that just to be safe.
Well, I don't think Kawhi is going to stay with the Raptors. So.
I don't think so either.
Let's go with Joel Embiid.
I like that one.
And let's go... with Paul George.
Okay. That is a logical one. Good ideas. But if I had to change one, I would probably change Paul George, no disrespect intended. But I would probably go with Curry.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Embiid versus Curry.
Yeah, that's... Curry's a favorite for sure.
Mm-hmm. And
Durant, too, but I don't know where he's going to play.
If Durant gets in, it's probably the Eastern Conference with the Knicks. I'm sorry if I offended you, Kevin Durant. I'm really sorry. I know you just want to play basketball. I if you want to cry, just let it out. I can even hear it right now. It's okay, buddy. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Anyways, moving on. This game was fun. No doubt about it. I always love the All-Star game. I don't think there's ever really been a dull All-Star game in retrospect. So the next time we see that, I hope to see even more. I want to see 200 points. That's just all I want to see. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah. Too
really?
Much.
Is it really too much to ask?
Let's talk about Anthony Davis, though. Let's transition to Anthony Davis. Letting everyone know that Boston is still an option for him, yeah, despite the rumors and all the nonsense. And that was kind of what I thought when it all happened. But
yeah, I don't really know why this was even a rumor. Like, I don't know why he would say like no to a team that's actually talented and a big market, because I think that's just where he wants to go, a big market and a team that can win, and they can. So I was hesitant when that first came about, so... But bottom line is, he says that's not completely out of the question. I honestly think if he goes to an Eastern Conference team, that's where he goes, either obviously there or the Knicks. But I see the Boston Celtics offering a lot more. But of course, the Knicks, if they get the first overall pick, that could still totally be where he goes. Honestly, whoever gets the first overall pick has a shot at getting Anthony Davis. That's just how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if the Knicks get the number one pick, but we know like the odds are kind of against them, even if they finish at the worst record at this point. But yeah, Anthony Davis, obviously it's going to be interesting this summer to see where he goes. Boston, LA are probably still going to be the two biggest names interested. And then you got whoever gets the number one pick, could be New York. Maybe it's another city. I don't know. It really depends on the city, because I don't think like a team like Phoenix would pass up on Zion for Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. Remember, Anthony Davis is a rental, so it's going to be hard to trade the number one pick, who you know is going to be there for 5 years, over somebody who may leave in a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with all of that, like you said, it's all like you got to know for certain he's going to be on your team for the foreseeable future, and you can sign him to a new team, sign him to a new contract. I mean, so it's not completely off the table whoever trades for him, but I think there's definitely needs to be a conversation between Davis and the team that's going to trade that first overall pick. If it comes down to that, he has signed a multi-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to just, they're going to go, this is how I see it. They're just going to go down the line with like 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, like the top five picks, and see like if would Davis want to go to a long-term deal with them and say, all right, give us that, give us your first round pick, which is either 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, whoever it is. Go from there and just see what you can work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Now, I guess the real question, though, is what should the Pelicans do with Anthony Davis, right?
Should we talk about that after a break?
Yeah, or do you want to talk about it? Or we can talk
about
it
now? It's up to you.
Let's just talk about it now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, they could face fines of $100,000 a game if they sit him for the rest of the season. In my opinion, that's worth it. There's 27 games. $100,000 a game.
So $270,000 in theory, right?
No, $2.7 million.
Oh, you said $100,000. I did the math wrong. Right. You're right.
$100,000 a game. So they have 27 left. So
$2.7 million?
If the Pelicans send him home for the rest of the season, they'd owe the NBA $2.7 million.
Maybe play him out until it's only like a $900,000 fine.
At this point, though, it's just a sham. It's a black eye to the game, and like, they don't want him to play. He doesn't want to play. They don't want to win. He doesn't care.
because he wants to win next season with a new team. He doesn't care if they win now, he won't stay.
Right. He doesn't.
It really doesn't matter.
It's just like, it's like a divorce and like the judge making you stay together until a certain amount of time.
For
like,
the kids.
Yeah. Like, no, just let it happen. I think the Pelicans should sit him, honestly. $2.7 million is chump change compared to what can happen if he plays. He can get hurt. If he gets hurt.
That's like that's $200 million. I said that with the Austin Powers voice.
If he gets hurt in like any regard, that's a halfway decent injury that hurts him down the road. Hurts his back, hurts his knee, hurts his, I don't know, leg. Anything can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw Gordon Hayward get injured the first 5 minutes after signing, or his first game with the Celtics. Like, is it a freak accident? Absolutely. But if you're off the court, then you don't, you know, expose yourself to those freak accidents. So, I don't know, man. I think that's a small price to pay to guarantee that you're going to get a really good trade out of him, in my opinion. What do you think?
I agree with that.
If you guarantee yourself a haul, like a massive haul for him if he stays healthy, if you play him and he gets hurt, your franchise is screwed.
Yeah.
It's like insurance. Pay the $2.7 million as insurance. Look at it that way. It's car insurance.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Car insurance. I love it.
I mean, it is, right?
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
And right now, he's already told you he's not a part of your future, so you have to treat him as literally a business asset. Like, you cannot treat him. It's not about his feelings. It's literally just about making the best business decision for your franchise, period. So, we'll see what happens, though.
Yes. This is going to be the Anthony Davis offseason. I don't think there's any question about that. Maybe Kevin Durant will be up there, too. But I think, honestly, Anthony Davis, where he ends up, is like more going to be looked at than Kevin Durant.
I mean, it's a big offseason. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard. Can't forget about him.
Yeah, of course not. But I think this whole trade thing is going to bring a lot more noise than a free agent signing. But that's how I see it. I could be totally wrong. But it's definitely going to be one of those things where everyone's going to be looking at everything possible. So we'll see how everything turns out. We're obviously, if I had to make a guess with all these guys are going to go when it comes to Kawhi, Kyrie, no one's staying on the same team like they are on right now. Everyone's moving.
Possibly, yeah.
I see that happening more than one guy staying, to be honest with you, because of all this that's going on is crazy. But we will take a short break. When we come back, we'll recap anything else that needs to be recapped and maybe look at towards the next games in the future, and we'll get right on that when we return.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Basketball Podcast, our final stretch here of the day. Since we have 27 games left in the season, let's take a look at who's actually still alive when it comes down to a playoff spot in the National Basketball Association of America. Mm-hmm. So, should we start with the West or should we start with the East? Because I think the West has a little more guys in it. Maybe. But it's closer at the end of the tail than it is, maybe not. But I just see it a lot closer in the West, maybe because they're more talented, who knows. But We'll start with the East. Let's just start with the East.
I think there's 11 teams still fighting in the East.
So you're saying...
The cutoff is after Washington.
Oh, poor.
Washington's still fighting for the playoffs.
So Atlanta, Chicago, Cleveland, and New York are just dunzos.
Oh yeah, they're tanking.
So you're saying okay? So I'm gonna put the line: the 76ers above are making the playoffs. Should we just say that?
Yeah, I will say Brooklyn and above are making.
Really,
the playoffs.
They
yeah.
only have 30. You think there's only 24?
I think they're noticeably better than the teams below
okay.
them.
Well, I'm just trying to make a fair assumption, but okay, so. Charlotte is the 7th or 8th seed?
They're the 7th seed right now.
So Charlotte and Detroit are both in the 7 and 8 seeds at the moment. So between Charlotte and Detroit, there's Miami fighting for a spot, Orlando fighting for a spot, who won 5 straight, Washington fighting for a spot. So the question remains, all right, let's just look at the two in the playoffs at the moment, Detroit and Charlotte. If you had to see a team dropping out of one of those two, who would it be?
I think there's a good chance both of them do.
I was thinking the same exact thing. Like, Charlotte is holding on by a needle.
I think Miami's a better coach team than those two. I also think that Orlando's been playing the best basketball out of those four teams.
They have the best momentum out of most teams in the NBA. They have the second highest winning streak, and above them is Toronto.
If I had to guess right now, I would have Orlando finishing 7th and Miami finishing 8th. Charlotte and Detroit not making the playoffs.
You know, I can see Charlotte and Detroit not making the playoffs, but I just have this gut feeling that it's going to be Charlotte and Orlando.
Could be.
Charlotte's going to hang on to that 7th seed, but I think Orlando's going to
Washington's going to try, but they're going to be out of it here in a couple weeks. They're just not that good. They're really not.
Yeah.
And they've traded away but some of their better players.
I just like Orlando because how they've been really... just momentum-wise, have been looking like one of the best teams right now, momentum-wise. And so I can easily see them, like, they have more wins than Detroit and Miami. Granted, they have one more win, but they have two more losses. So they're just right there at the edge. So if they keep winning, they can even take the 7th seed, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick one of the teams to hold on to a playoff spot between the Pistons and the Hornets, I'm picking the Hornets.
Yeah, probably. It's just crazy to me, man. Like, I'll be honest with you. Charlotte, Detroit, Miami, Orlando, like, I don't view these teams as good at all. Like, they're just like a team, you know? Like, each one of these teams has, like, one really good player.
Just watch one of these guys win the NBA Finals and sweep the Warriors.
Yeah, I bet that'll happen, right? Mm-hmm. What are the odds of that? That'd be a fun thing to see.
I'd
be rooting for it.
I would love it. I would personally love it because would not be the Warriors or like any of the supposed favorites, you know.
So I guess let's take a look at the West now. How many teams are actually in it? I don't think Dallas is in it. Or New Orleans. Obviously, New Orleans is going downwards. I would say Minnesota still has a breathing chance for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Minnesota making it. I don't see the Clippers making it. I do think the Lakers will get the 8th seed. My question is if San Antonio will hold on to the 7th seed because, in my opinion, they've been playing above their heads this year.
I think everyone has agreed to that, but... it just really shows how great Popovich is as a coach. The Spurs, I mean, just seriously, he's been amazing.
Absolutely. He's been great.
But honestly...
will they hold on? That's... like, I don't think they're better than the Kings. I don't think they're better than the Lakers. I don't know if they're better than Minnesota.
Saying someone is not better than the Kings and that's in a playoff spot is shocking to me.
You know, the Kings have they beat them 3 times this year? They beat them at least twice.
They swept them. I believe they swept them in the series.
Do they play him again? They might.
They don't play him again. I don't believe.
They
played
him 3 times?
I believe so. I could be totally wrong, but the last time I checked, when I was watching this last time they played, but they may have played their last time.
Spurs. Oh, no, they play on March 31st.
Oh, do they? I apologize then. Maybe it was the last time in Sacramento.
They're 2-0 against the Spurs.
Yeah. But I think the most important thing, if you're looking at series-wise for, like, top spots is L.A. and Sacramento, Kings, Clippers, if you're looking for a spot to taken.
I feel like one of those California teams will get the 8th seed.
LA, or Sac?
My question is if the Spurs will fall out. They could. I don't know if they will. I think they're well coached enough, but hey, if they suffer like a small injury, you know, or something like that.
You're looking at San Antonio. They have the same record as Houston and Utah. Can't you see one of those teams drop? Houston, but maybe a collapse of some sort?
No. I think those two teams are much better than the Spurs, honestly.
Oh, I'm not saying the Spurs, I'm just saying like
Utah for sure isn't. Utah's the easiest schedule the rest of the way, and they've been making a lot of strides. Like, they're a good basketball team, too. Mm-hmm. They have the easiest schedule the rest of the way. Utah's in.
I'm going to call it right now. Warriors lose 27 straight.
I think Utah's going to get all the way up to the fourth seed.
So past Houston and Portland.
Yeah, I think Utah will be in the top four when it's all said and done. I think San Antonio might be on the way out. Clippers will be on the way out, I think.
Do you see the Portland Trailblazers dropping completely out? Is that a possibility
to you? Blazers are a team that, well, they just beat the Warriors. That's a big win for them. I think they're good enough to make the playoffs. I actually think that they're more likely a playoff team than the Spurs. Like, if the Spurs are more likely to fall out than the Blazers. The Blazers are actually a decent team. They just are like a weird team. They're a discombobulated roster.
Ooh, nice word, discombobulated.
But they have Lillard. Lillard is one of the best players in the NBA. Like, honestly, he's one of the top 15 players.
He's up there with the most underrated as well.
He's super good. And that guy can, like, put a team on his back. Like, that's what I like about Damian Lillard, is that when stuff ain't going right, when all, like, the chips are on the table, like, Damian Lillard, this is always one of my favorite compliments of a player. Damian Lillard is a guy that you want on your team rather than on the other team. Like, you want to go to war with that guy, not against that guy, because he's a killer. Like, that guy's a stone-cold killer.
I see what you're saying.
When it's fourth quarter, and it's like mano-a-mano, let's just, you know, you versus me, you get the ball, then I get the ball. Like, Damian Lillard, it's hard to bet against that guy, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
He's got that fire, like that competitive.
It feels like to him he still has so much to prove.
Yeah, he plays like that. He plays with a chip on his shoulder, you know, and I love it. I love it about him. He's one of my favorite players in the NBA.
Mark and Damien. No, I'm kidding.
He's good, man.
I know. I like him a lot, too.
And he's probably the best rapper in the NBA. All the people who have rapped in the NBA, like, historically, he's probably the best.
I don't really follow anyone that actually raps that's an athlete, because it's usually bad. I mean, my friend made me listen to Le'Veon Bell's rap album.
You know what they say? Every rapper wants to be an athlete, and every athlete wants to be a rapper.
Well, there's a reason you're at one way or another, and I say to those athletes who are rappers, don't quit your day job.
Anyways, I think
especially
that's
you,
it.
Le'Veon Bell.
I think that's
my
it
God.
For our show today. We should come back on Wednesday and talk about the NBA as we gear up for the second half of the season. Maybe we'll do some predictions, some award predictions for the rest of the season. Now that we're on our final stretch, maybe our MVP. Opinions have changed. Maybe the sixth man of the year opinions have changed. We'll talk about that on Wednesday.
Yes, we will. And we'll see you next time.